upthetherrace.co.uk with manager Brian Stock following the 1-0 defeat to Grimsby. Brian, can you sum up that game for us?
It's tough to take. I felt we had a real good foothold in the game. I felt first half, we frustrated them. Didn't necessarily play that attractive free-flowing football that we played in the second half. I felt we had a lot of sustained pressure, particularly probably for about a 20-minute period. And, you know, this league is tough, and, you know, we've got a 10-second lapse of concentration, and, you know, it's cost us, and ultimately, you know, we're back on the bus with no points. So, real tough one to take, but it's definitely a case of sticking together.
Would you say both the fact the goal was, at least in my opinion, against the run of play and the timing of the goal, would you say that's what unstuck you today?
Most definitely. I thought we was on top. I thought we had four or five really good opportunities, sustained pressure, crosses in the box, corners, you know, and we've come up against a good side, you know, a very big club in this league and away from home. And you know, we've run them very, very close, and I do feel that we should have had something out of the game.
And attention now has to turn to a very quick turnaround against Maidenhead on Monday. How do you pick the players up after not deserving to lose a game of football?
Well, if I was to manage and coach purely on results, then you know, that would be tough. But when you look at the performance and you compare that to Boreham Wood, you know, that's almost like night and day, really. And the identity of what I saw out there today is what I want to see. You know, Grimsby are going to be a top six side at the end of the season. There's no doubt about that. They've got a few players out, and, you know, a bit of lacking in fitness. So, you know, take nothing away from them. But we you know, we have to dust ourselves down. We have to go again. Really quick turnover. We'll be in tomorrow into the cryo lab to try and, you know, restore the lads as best we can. And we'll assess the situation in terms of the squad going into Monday.
Just a quick word on Calvin Brooks, who didn't see the 90 minutes through. Can you give us an update on his condition at the moment?
Yeah, a few of the boys were feeling cramped. Tom Berwish, Akeem had to come off with cramp. Calvin was the same. And you know, there was a period of around about 20 minutes towards the end, and we're wanting to make substitutions, but then we're looking at it thinking, well, you know, one or two players could go down with cramp any minute, so we had to hold on to one or two substitutions that we had in mind. But, you know, they've run hard today. That'll be good in their legs. In terms of fitness, so there's a lot of positives today, a hell of a lot of positives. We've come away from home, we've had 8 or 9, maybe even 10 attempts at goal, plenty of corners, plenty of crosses in the box, and I felt that the game plan almost worked to get something out of the game. So again, frustrating that we got a long journey home with nothing, but, you know, great support from the travelling fans. They've had to set off really early this morning, singing right towards the end, and I think they'll leave this stadium on their journey home knowing that the players have given everything they got, and they've just come up just short.
Brian, thank you very much. Have a safe journey home.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.